where we give a shout out to local businesses in our community. And first up, we're heading to, well, Cork. Cork County Wicklow. Well, that might seem a bit strange, but we're going to a business in Cork. But each month, Animal Support Clothing donate money from sales to animal rescues around the country. And for June, 10% of each sale will go to Wicklow Animal Rescue. So from Cork to Wicklow. To tell us more, we're joined by Jane from Animal Clothing Support. Morning, Jane.
Morning, Declan.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is a very nice idea, looking after the animals as well. So tell us about yourself, tell us about the business, and tell us about the idea.
So my brand is Animal Support Clothing, so it's called ASC. It's a new clothing brand with a difference. The unique thing about ASC is we work with different Irish animal rescues each month, and we donate 10% of sales to them. We've worked with my lovely horse rescue, Husky Rescue Ireland, and for the month of June, we're working with Wicklow Animal Welfare. So we have T-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, lightweight jackets, and our summer collection is the Paw Life. But we've got loads of new things coming as well, which is really exciting. But so far, it's been fantastic. We've had great feedback. People are sending us in pictures, like while they're out walking their dog, and they look good. And there's also a feel-good factor to it as well, because you know that you're helping out the rescues at the same time. So
it
came about when we lost our rescue dog, Millie. So we had to put her asleep last year. So we just want to try and give back for the amount, like everything she had done for us and the love and loyalty that she had given us. So just to show our appreciation for the animals.
And tell us about the clothes you have at Animal Support Clothing.
So we have T-shirts, hoodies and sweatshirts and lightweight jackets. But our summer collection is called the Paw Life. So we have loads of new things coming as well, yeah.
Great, and you know it's a great idea, and I mean you've obviously got a great love of animals and things. Did you always have that? Did you want to amalgamate sort of business and you know your outlook as looking after animals?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I've always loved animals. I've always had dogs growing up, and horses as well. So I love, my main love is dogs and horses. But it's also a way as well that like we have a German Shepherd, Peggy, that's 17 months old now. So it's a way as well that I can get to spend a bit more time with her. So you can kind of have a bit of balance to your life. You know, I can get to spend time with her and do a bit of work at the same time.
And how long are you open now?
We opened last year. So it's just in the first year, it's just trying to get the name out there and let people know what we are and what we do as well.
Because around this time we started chatting to businesses, because many people that we spoke to, you know, their businesses were either wiped out with the restrictions and the pandemic and they had to close and it was no longer viable, or other people who were working in different industries and their job ended and they were looking, what else can I do? And we decided to run this lot every Friday to give a leg up to people trying things in a different way. And
yeah,
you just started last year, yeah?
Yeah, started last year, but I'm actually a hairdresser by trade. So it was a way of kind of dividing your time, that you have a bit of hairdressing and then you have the animal support clothing as well. So it's just something totally different for me as well. And I'm really enjoying just the newness of it and just something different. You know, after so long doing hairdressing.
Yeah, and what's the reaction of people? You know, presumably they're delighted when they see what you're doing, 10% of each sale going to some sort of animal related charity, and this month it's Wicklow. But what's the reaction?
The reaction has been really good. It's been really positive. You know, like people have been on saying that they love the concept, they love the idea, and that they love that you're supporting the rescues at the same time. So when you buy something off us, then, you know, it's got a bit of a feel-good factor as well, because you know that you're helping the animals at the same time as being able to wear something nice.
Right. And do you have a premises in Cork, or are you online? Or
I'm actually in Ashburn. I'm not in Cork. I'm in Ashburn.
Oh, Ashburn, County Meath. In County Meath?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in County Meath, yeah. I'm actually a Dublin girl, though.
Yeah, I can tell that. But, you know, Dublin be playing Meath in Gaelic, so, you know.
Oh, don't even go there, I know. It's a bit of a touchy subject sometimes, you know, but yeah, we're living in Ashburn. But I'm from just outside Lusk originally.
Oh, are you? So you just moved across. Well, Ashburn is not too far away from the Dublin border anyway, is it?
I mean, exactly, yeah. As my uncle said once, you barely made it into Meath. So.
You barely made it. I tell you, there's a lovely place up there called the Fox Inn. Do you know the Fox Inn?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's in Dublin now. That's in Ballymadon, but it's right beside Ashburn.
Right, yeah. See, that's it. Because we're literally just on a road and it's, 2 minutes from County Dublin. My mum is still in Lusk, so it only takes me a couple of minutes to get over to her. You know, it's not fair at all.
I'm liking you already now. There's no doubt about it. This is fantastic. You know, you're a Dublin rebel there in County Meath, so that's pretty good. So listen, I'm sorry about the Cork thing.
No, not at all.
But you're in Ashburn in County Meath. Do you have a premises or are you online?
Which I'm online. I work from home, so I'm online. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So the Instagram handle is animal.support.clothing. And you can find it on Facebook at Animal Support Clothing.
And just to remind everyone that all you do, what you're doing with selling all those T-shirts and jumpers and all that sort of stuff, 10% of each sale will go to Wicklow Animal Welfare. So great stuff. Thanks very much indeed. Great to talk to you.
Thanks for it, Declan.
Did you like the tour around the country that we did?
I did, yeah. It was great.
All right. Good to talk to you, Jane. Take care.
Thanks a million, Declan. You're very good. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. So remember, everything you buy, they're from Jane, of that Animal Support Clothing. 10% goes to Wicklow Animal Welfare. So have a look at her at Instagram and other places like that. Okay. But now let's go to Wicklow Town for definite, okay? A shop we've all been excited to see in Wicklow is the Mad Hatter's Dessert Emporium, which opened this week. And to tell us more, we're joined by Mad Hatter Martin. Hello, Martin.
How you doing, Declan? You all right?
Good morning. Just to confirm, you're in Wicklow Town, aren't you?
Yeah, we're right in the centre of Wicklow Town on Fitzwilliam Square.
Good. We couldn't get any closer to the centre of Wicklow than that. Very good.
No, we've been sat on it for a year waiting for it to open.
Well, listen, we love the sound of a dessert emporium. So tell us more. How did you get going on this?
Well, there was a couple of things. We were looking at a little ice cream shop, and me and the wife, Heather, we were taking the kids to Dunleary for an ice cream and Dundrum for a donut. And then we realised that Wicklow needed a bit of fun and some cakes and ice creams and desserts. And we started off small, and the shop now has turned into this crazy emporium with trees going through the walls and chocolate fountains coming out of other walls. And it's just a fun place for the kids. But I think the adults are more excited about it at the moment than the kids, to be fair.
Excellent. Okay, so what do you sell?
We do fresh crepes, fresh waffles, donuts, cream cakes, gluten-free, vegan, freshly baked cakes. We use a lot of local suppliers as well that drop stuff off to us. Bramble Cottage, she does all our gluten-free cakes and vegan cakes for us. Stafford's, we get the cream cakes from, and then a lot of it we make in-house as well.
Fantastic. And not a calorie in sight, I'm sure.
That's the only problem. Far too many calories inside.
They're lovely. They sound absolutely gorgeous, Martin. What's your own background? Are you good in the kitchen? Baking?
Yeah, well, actually, I was born and bred in Dunleary, in Trudy's restaurant. My mum had the famous Trudy's restaurant, Dunleary, so I've been cooking from the age of 12, and then decided to go to England for 25 years. Come back here 8 years ago, moved down to Wicklow, and then I actually set up a movie catering company, Celtic Soul Food, where we do all the movie catering all over the country.
Oh, fantastic.
So we decided then to start investing into little businesses in Wicklow and see if we can pick everything up around here. Make things good for everybody.
Are you doing anything with Disney?
We actually had a chance to do it, and we didn't do it because we had to get the shop open. So we took a break at the moment from the movie and just to get the shop up and running. But I'm off to Kerry for a movie on Thursday. And then back up here for a big Universal film that's coming in August as well. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
God, that sounds fantastic, Martin. And it was great to be able to come back into it, having spent so much time in England.
All my experience back with me. And to be fair, I'd done the Wicklow Enterprise Business course, and that opened my eyes up to the opportunities of what we wanted to do. And that's when we set up Celtic Soul Food. And that's gone straight to the top now. We're at the top of our game there. But we had lots of help when I went on the business course and stuff at Wicklow, and I got loads of support from them.
Brilliant. Martin, you're a guy worth knowing. You've got a good bit of drive, good bit of talent, and good business. And well done. I think a lot of people will be supporting you on this Mad Hatter's Dessert Emporium. What did you do in England?
I actually worked for a billionaire in England. I worked for a person called Lord Kirkham, who owned DFS. So I used to travel around Monaco and England and Italy, Japan. So I was mainly with him for a lot of time doing the traveling all over the place with him. And then I decided it was time to come back home.
You left that exciting life to come home.
Yes, I did, yeah. People often said, why did you do it? And I said, look, I've got to start doing stuff for myself now instead of other people. And I had the drive to do it, so I just have to keep going.
God, we'll chat again, Martin. Well done. I mean, fascinating life, and I'm sure there's some stories to be told. But in the meantime, you're on Fitzwilliam Square there in Wicklow Town, the Mad Hatter's Dessert Emporium, and lots of goodies, as described by Martin, to enjoy, and maybe dads would like it for Father's Day. Hey, Martin, good to talk to you.
No problem. Thank you very much, Dex. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. Best of luck with that. Fair play.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Mad Hatter Martin there. God, he's got some life, hasn't he? Worth a chat in the future. Very interesting. So thanks to Martin. Let's go to Arklow now. The Arklow Makers Craft Market is back. And to tell us more, Esther Burke is on the line from her lavender farm. Esther, good morning.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning.
I just want to say that the Father's Day craft fair is on tomorrow. It's a special fair, and we've plenty of handmade, unique gifts for the special day.
Brilliant. Like what now? What would be there especially for dads?
Well, we have wood turns, pyrography. That's what I do myself. We have
very
all
good.
Sorts
Lots
of... Clock.
That sort of goodies anyway for Dad. Whereabouts is it taking place?
It's in the Bridgewater Shopping Centre, and we're based in two shops on account of the restrictions. We're in the old Clark shop, and we're in the Gadget shop. And we have big range of glass items, which is quite new. Oh, we have Chris Rush there. He's a local horror writer from Arklow as well. So I'm very pleased to have Chris there.
As well. So you're going to be open all day tomorrow, yes?
We are open all day, and we have a big selection of Father's Day gifts, among other items as well. If you're looking there's so many talented people, and during the lockdown,
absolutely,
everybody was so busy crafting, just to keep busy.
And the fruits of their work on show tomorrow at the Bridgewater in Arklow. What's your own background, Esther?
My own background would have been in retail, but my business now is Manapia Crafts, and I do embellished wood turned and decorating it, and pyrography, which is an old ancient craft. It's burning into the wood. So
God,
I have plenty of talent.
You know, so much talent that people don't know about. They think everybody works, I don't know, in IT or a factory or a shop or something. And then there's so many people with so much creative talent like yourself, Esther. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I guarantee you that you'll find a gift in a craft fair that you won't get in the local shop. And it's handmade and made with care, and it'll be a special one-off gift.
Brilliant. Okay, that's tomorrow at the Bridgewater for the Arklow Makers Craft
Fair.
Can I just
say that I'm in the Lavender Farm today, and we have a lovely craft shop here, and there's a range of local crafters too, and it's a lovely place to visit, and we've got outdoor seating and lovely walks around if anybody's in the area too.
Very good. God, it's all happening. Thanks very much, Esther. Great to talk to you. Let's hope we talk again. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Declan. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Eamon Kinsler right now about a new walking tour on Bray Promenade, which starts tomorrow. Hello to you, Eamon.
Hello, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. So we walked the prom. A lot of people do. But anyway, this is, I believe, you'll be pointing out all the myths and legends of Bray, particularly the promenade. Tell us more.
Sure thing, Declan. Well, basically, I had an idea a few weeks ago that I had done a couple of walking tours in Dublin, and I really enjoyed them. And I just kind of like getting general information about a place when I visit it. And I thought, well, Bray is exactly that type of thing where we have a lot of old history that actually very few people actually know that much about, especially people that aren't from Bray. But there's lots of things that even people from Bray don't know. And I have a kind of an amateurish love of local history. And I thought, if I could get a few ideas together for different kind of topics, and all of them were kind of along the from starting maybe at the Harbour Bar, working our way along up the promenade and up a little bit up towards the start of the cliff walk. And I thought I could make about 15 or 16 nice, interesting points. But actually, maybe the most important thing that I wanted to do was to make something that was really, really fun. So it's not going to be a highbrow tour. I want it to be accessible, inexpensive, fun. And I'm doing it for my own. I'm not doing it as to try and make millions or anything like that. I'm doing it to so that it will be fun, so that people can enjoy it and just maybe help on their nice day out in Bray.
Yeah, and if the weather goes... Name a couple of big names. We know about Martello and James Joyce. Anything else on the prom?
Yeah, well, down at the harbour, actually, there's some interesting things just down about the Dargle River. There's an interesting thing about just north of the harbour. There's an ancient woodland there that a lot of people don't know about. And then there's some baths. William Dargan built some baths just on the seafront and on the Queensborough Road. So we'll talk a little bit about that. There's all the famous people that are from Bray. We'll obviously mention those. There's the old cable car up to the Eagle's Nest. We'll mention that. We'll mention the cove and how spectacular the sea galas were there, the bathing galas that they held there back in the 40s and 50s. And then there's Rahina Click, the remains of the old church up there on the side of Brayhead. And then there's a bit of it, Smuggler's Cave, yeah.
Great, and of course Oscar Wilde at the Strand Hotel. So you'll have them all in there. Yeah. Eamon Kinsella, a new walking tour on Bray Promenade starts tomorrow. What time, Eamon?
It's on at 11 tomorrow, and we've a couple of tickets left. The vast majority of them are sold out. We've a couple of tickets left, and if they go to Facebook.com/ Bray Walking Tour, anyone that wants to get a ticket, there's literally 4 tickets left.
Okay, thank you, yeah. Eamon Kinsella.
Sorry, it's my name is Eamon Moran.
Oh, Eamon Moran. I'm very sorry, Eamon.
No problem at all.
Eamon Moran, you can even Google him along there for these Bray Promenade.